You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of You Guessed It! Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are your hosts, Jenny and the Muse, of course, as always. We are broadcasting from home during this wonderful COVID season. We're hoping very soon that things will go back to normal. We'll, the radio station will open back up. We'll be able to have guests back in the studio with us. But until then, we are broadcasting now through StreamYard. It's a new platform through your internet, your web. It's through a website or whatever. It's not an app. At least not yet, but you can stream it out to different avenues. So that's a good thing. But we are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, GeoSavin, and now on SiriusXM Radio. Fuck yeah. We manage the following bands and artists, including our guest tonight. We'll tell you who it is in just a moment. We got Potty Mouth, Black Sabbath, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute. We've got Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. We've got Ozzy Train. That's a female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute band for the Randy Rhoads era. We've also got Mortis the Devil's Reject, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers, with Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. I also manage Lillian Sin as an actress. So check her movies out. I'll give you a list over this next week or so. Do some little side broadcasts through StreamYard on Facebook. Might go to our Twitch page. We have a Twitch site. Go to Get Real Global. We also have our, I believe it also goes out to, our Facebook, which is Jennifer Muse. Just go to my page on Facebook. And then also some other sites, Twitter and whatnot. The only thing it doesn't go to is Instagram TV. Hopefully that'll eventually happen. We also have Cleaver out of Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury, Burn the Ships, Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, Borderline Radio Show featuring radio DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. They're from Italy. And then we also have Derek Webb, our health expert and co-host. And then we also have Band of Family out of Bakersfield, California. Go check out my Facebook page, Jennifer Muse. I'm going to share it also to Instagram later. But they have their new music video out. So go check it out. You can go to their YouTube page. Just type in Band of Family. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram. I'm not sure if they have a Twitter page, but I know, but at least Facebook and Instagram. And you can also find them on, of course, YouTube. All of our bands, I believe, and artists have YouTube pages. All right. We've got bars and venues that we work with regularly. Five Star Bar. Shout out to Marco and Angie Cordova, owners of the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. That's 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. That was at Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. Owner, Petey Partello. We have Universal Bar and Grill at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer. And then we, of course, have the Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. And that's our buddy Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Go to the universe, speaking of the Universal Bar and Grill, go to the Universal Bar and Grill again at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. This Friday night, April 30th, our buddy Nick Fuoco is got a show going on. It's, I believe, Motorbone, and I'll get the other name of the other band, but go check it out. We also have our concert at the Universal Bar and Grill on Saturday, May 22nd. Tickets are... the entrance is only $10. It's $5 to actually enter the place, and the other $5 goes to give you a credit towards a drink or some food at the bar. So, hey, it's a win-win situation. Really, to be honest, only costs you $5 to get in. And then who doesn't want some good food at the Universal Bar and Grill? They have really great food and really great drinks. And the bartenders and the owners are very, very nice people. So please go to the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood on Lancashire. Like I said, May 22nd, that's a Saturday. Show starts, doors open, I believe, at 7. Show starts at 8. First band up is the Hyena. That's a cover band. They do a lot of different covers, different, you know, songs, classic rock, hard rock, that kind of stuff. Then we also have the Paul Collins Band. And that is also covers. And then we have Under the Sun, which is a Black Sabbath tribute band. Really amazing. They've played one of our shows before at the Universal Bar and Grill. Just amazing band, incredible show, stage performance. And then, of course, you know, they bring a lot of people, very popular. And hopefully some people will come out and we'll have a great time. Come party with Jenny and the Muse at Universal Bar and Grill again Saturday. Yeah. May 22nd. We hope you'll be there.
Yes.
Again, basically a $5 entry. That's it. That just goes to cover the cost of, like, you know, I don't know, a sound guy, the venue costs, you know, cleaning up, bartenders got to get paid, the cooks got to get paid. You know what I'm saying? The $5 goes to support the venue, and the other $5 is a credit at the bar for food and or drink. So rock on. Good times. And then, like I said, this Friday night, April 30th, Nick Fuoco has a couple of bands, or some bands playing, at the Universal Bar and Grill. So go check it out. Great times. This Saturday, come join, well, at least me. I don't know if, the Muse will be there or not, cause he works Saturday and Sunday mornings doing security and stuff. Fallen Fury, our metal band from San Luis Obispo, California, is playing at the Tiki Bar in Costa Mesa. Like I said, this Saturday, May 1st, Tiki Bar, and they're playing with some tribute bands. There's a Black Sabbath tribute and some other really good bands. So go check it out. Like I said, Tiki Bar in Costa Mesa. Go check it out. We're gonna have a good time. You know, don't think it costs that much to get in. I'll check it out, but I'll keep you updated. But good show. Go check it out, Fallen Fury. And then May 8th, Pandemic Unleashed is playing an opening for Edema at the new, used to be Malone's. It's now called Stages because they're two stages. So there'll be some different bands going on. Go check that show out as well. All right. Well, we've got Mortis the Devil's Reject. I hope he's here somewhere.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing? It got real quiet. Am I still here? I see I'm here, but everyone can see and hear me. I'm in the show. There we are.
Sorry, hit the wrong button. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Extreme close-up!
God, it's an extreme close-up! What's up? It's Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Mortis!
Mortis!
What's up?
It's our buddy and brother in music and family, of course, Mortis, the Devil's Reject. And then I'm sure Lillian Sin is around somewhere doing something.
Yeah.
She's sitting off the side having a stroke.
I hear her. The kitty purred. What's up?
Meow. Yeah.
There she is. Chilling in the corner. Oh, yeah. Wait. Roll a blunt. Yeah, it's easier to smoke if I have a... Yeah, anyway. What? I didn't say that on live air. Anyway. Oh, wait. I have to say anything to you guys. You guys are... We smoke weed together, so fuck it. What's up? It's California, and weed is legal. And I'm very excited.
We don't give a fuck if it was.
No, I got a lot of spots.
I smoked for decades without it being legal. I really don't care. What's up? So you had some new music. I sent it to Ronan, of course. And yep. We're going to play that tonight. Couple new songs. And then I shared one of your like your new little video clip or whatever that you had. And shared some different stuff on Facebook. I see you got a lot of projects going on, and there's been a lot of craziness going on in your guys' lives, and just nutty. Holy shit.
I just appeared for a couple months, and then poof, bunch of stuff.
Right? But that's the best way to be creative, you know what I mean? Like, you just disappear for a few months and bang out a bunch of stuff, and then come back, and you, like, release it on the world, and, you know, like a plague.
Oh yeah, gotta spread the plague. I'm gonna be recording this summer with a couple nice studios. Anyone knows who DJ Crazy K is with Craigie David C in 106? They're old friends of mine, and we've been talking the last couple weeks. He wants me to come down, check out his studio, and record some of my horrorcore stuff with them and their rappers.
Very nice. Horrorcore.
I'm going to be talking with Volkills.
Really?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Me, Volkills, another special guest, and another special guest are in talks for this summer doing a track for my film, Blood of the Ripper.
Very nice. Very nice. I loved being there for your little film, and that was nice. And I love the guy in the Santa costume, and that was a crazy evening up in where the fuck were we? Lancaster, Palmdale, Port some Hill. Shit.
Where yeah, were Quartz we? Hill. Quartz Hills.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
but well, no, I can say I've been to another shitty small town in California.
Yeah, I'm also been talking with. Alex, I can never say his last name, begins with a C. I know you can hate me, brother, for this. I don't want to mispronounce it, but he's worked with Christoph and everybody else and Matt and all them. Been trying to get down to his studio for the last couple years, so we've been talking, and hopefully if everything works out this summer, I'll be doing a project in his studio too.
Oh, very nice. Good things, good things. I love it. Are you going to be filming some more, of course, videos? I saw you were saying something about you're going to do some more videos and releases.
We're setting up to film in 2 weeks. I'm going to be doing one for Fiend, Worthless, The Night He Returned, and The Night He Came to Town while recording some more music.
Oh, yeah?
So I should have videos out sometime next month.
Very nice.
We're going to be doing also a remix, like an industrial remix of all my songs on an album with other DJs mixing it up. I will also be releasing a EP, an acoustic style one, and another EP called Sodom and Gomorrah, where I'm going to have a bunch of my road band friends do songs with me.
Oh, and
this year, next year, one self-entitled type album that's basically the story of Mortis through the life of the underworld to where he is in a different dark story. And then once that is finished, I will do my epic called Faust.
Nice. Hell yeah. Who doesn't like that story, huh? I watched that opera when I was a kid, you know what I mean? I always was fascinated by, you know, musicals and opera and all that stuff. And Faust is just an incredibly interesting story.
Yeah.
You know, how Satan, you know, tempts you and, you know.
Paradise. Oh, it was a Phantom of the Paradise. Did you ever see that?
I don't think so.
Check it out. It's the best Faust story that I identify with as a singer, you know.
But okay, I got you.
Me and a certain hunchback of Hollywood have been talking about doing some covers from that movie.
Nice.
Just so you know who that is.
That's awesome.
And then there's someone here on my shirt that's possibly doing a song with me next month called Hell to Pay. We've been talking about this for the last year. Don't know if you read that there.
No, tell the audience what it says just in case they can see it.
It says, here, let me get really close.
Midnight Nightmare, right?
Yeah, I was talking
and
with
that's
Angel.
Angel Nightmare, right?
Yeah. We're talking when we did
that. That dude's amazing. That band is amazing. Oh, yeah. I saw them headline at Bordner's. Well, you know, Bar Sinister.
Yeah.
And Nathan Young, Youngblood Productions, and you know, Fate Destroyed. They opened for them for Midnight Nightmare, and they were really good.
Oh yeah.
Both. I mean, of course, both bands are amazing, but holy shit! Like Angel really. Really just slaughters it on the fucking vocals.
Oh, yeah. Angel's fucking phenomenal. When he did his music video, I showed him the song, and he's like, when it's ready, let me know. So we're going to talk more about that. And it's talking about coming up. I'm going to be doing a festival in August called Welcome to Terra de Mortem. It's going to be hosted by Mortis Fest and our newest thing, Club Roderot.
Very nice. Very nice. I like
and
it.
And Roderot will be launching soon, too, where it'll be doing similar things like Batcave, Endless Night, and stuff like that.
Very nice.
Stuff.
Fuck yeah. Very nice stuff. Got lots and, going on.
There's also a new show. I have a DJ.
Ooh.
I have a guitarist, I have a bassist, and possible synth players. So when I'm starting to do the other shows coming up this fall, it'll be strategically placed as a real tour, and then in between, light stuff.
Okay.
A little something new for this year.
That's good. That's good. You got to switch it up, you know what I mean? Keep them guessing.
With a lot of guest people, certain people that we all kind of know within our scene,
right,
that's played in bands, they're going to guest and show up at some of these shows too. So it's going to be a very interesting new idea.
Very nice. See, that's good. You got a plan and you're putting it into action.
Well, I had to start fresh because in the move, I lost 90% of my stuff.
Oh, damn. Really?
Yeah, I lost a lot of my stage stuff. A lot of my equipment got damaged. So
I'm so sorry.
But it is going to be good. It got great for a whole idea. A whole new stage show, how we're going to do things. New costumes. I ordered one. It'll be here next week. And we're going to do a photo shoot in 2 weeks promoting all the new look and everything else. And then once we get these videos out, we'll start the new stuff. And we're going to be doing those live on the Club Roderot and some other things. We'll be back to doing similar shows here and there and acoustic stuff by summer, too.
Okay. Very good. Get you into some places here in, you know, the L.A. area.
Oh, yeah.
Long Beach. You know what I mean? Like, there's some good places. You know what I mean? Try to do like what's that, Bar Sinister, once that comes back.
I'm gonna be Bar Sinister about another idea for a giant show. So
oh, very nice.
We got some good stuff secretively coming up. But I can't talk about anything because I haven't been able to talk with anyone in detail because...
Well, yeah.
But it'll have to do with Club Radera.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
And we'll be filming pretty soon this fall too, not just my film The Blood of the Ripper, but a project called Mortis Nightmares. I take other people's scripts and some of my own, and I take their idea and put my dark, twisted vision into it, film it. My company will take care of it. My special effects teams take care of it, and we edit everything and do it ourselves, and they are 1 hour to half hour short horror films put together.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
And then once this is all done this year, starting next year, and sometime maybe this summer if I'm feeling up to it, I will be opening up my studios to where I can do music videos for other people. I will be recording for other people. And I'm already set to do 3 other movies for other people aside from what's contracted now.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. Another revenue stream, my friend. Woo.
Yes. And then we'll be redoing the website all next month. New clothing line, new other stuff. A lot
awesome.
Of fun.
Make sure, I don't know, I can add some links to my web store or something. You know, like people can purchase stuff through me and it goes to your stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We're also going to set up stuff on our sites with all the movies Lillian's been in.
Oh, very nice. Let me know and I'll add it to your guys' show page on our website as well. And that way it's double. We're doubling up on everything.
I figure from what I've been told, some of my road friends was upset at the fact that I was going so many albums and doing so much at once that the COVID was able to have them catch up musically. So they said, well, what have you been doing? And I says, well, you know what I do when I take my time? He goes, you're going to be dropping a ton of stuff when you get ready, aren't you? I'm like, yes. So now I must raise the bar even further.
Hmm. Wow. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's why you the Mac Daddy. And why you got a kitten in the corner.
Well, you always got to have something to pet.
I got to have a pussy purring in the corner. I'm sorry, just wrong. Love you. Oh, come on. If we can't be a little sexual and crazy on my show, then it's not Jenny's Real Talk on the fucking block, right?
Not Real Talk, right?
Amen. I'm a dirty old woman, so you know we gotta kind of, you know. What's up? Fuck yeah! What's that?
This is the mask I'm working on for the Ripper. Check this out.
What the fuck is that? Oh Jesus Christ! I feel like I'm in my BDSM club next to Lillian's strip club on Lancashire there. I'm just kidding. What? Well, you have the leather mask on. As long as you're not a gimp, we're good to go. No, you're a master. You're a dom. You're not a gimp. So, you'll be all right.
That is
you're
the mask.
There
that's
is a
the
difference.
Mask Ripper is going to be wearing in the film.
That's awesome. I like that.
And we're going to be doing a cover for that film, too. The song that was in Sonic, Evil Grows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My own version of that song, and it's going to be for the a really awesome segment in the film during a murder montage.
Okay. Now, how long is the film going to be?
The Ripper film is going to be roughly about 2 hours long. And we'll
okay,
be
so standard movie length?
Standard movie to be distributed in theaters for the weekend. We're going to do a red carpet premiere. And a month after that, it's going to be distributed through Amazon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, keep me updated so I can buy a new fucking dress for the red carpet and shit. Jesus Christ.
And we're filming the first one and the second one together so I can release them within 6 months of each other.
Fuck yes. That's what I'm talking about. And that is why Jenny manages you because you're go-getters, and that's what I love about you.
I do have a little secret of something that you don't know yet that nobody knows. If I can find it. We're the second film we're doing after The Ripper.
Yeah.
Is, remember the little doll that Lillian used to carry everywhere that I made?
Yes. Annie? I love that doll.
We're making a movie about her.
Oh, fuck yes. Like an Annabelle creepy type of fucking weirdo thing? That would be badass.
I am building an animatronic doll.
Oh, fuck yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Summer? Yeah, this summer. And I'll be also building a demonic-looking suit for Lillian to wear. And she's going to play the real demon of Annie while puppets.
I love it. So, nice concept.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. And then the one after that is going to be my clown movie, Zippy.
Sweet.
So we got a lot of ads. I got one of my friends that wants me to write a Bigfoot film for him in my style.
Ooh.
And we were talking about that, and we're getting that ready. And
that'd be pretty badass.
Yeah. So basically, Roderot Films is going to be freelancing a lot of stuff the next couple of years.
That is fucking awesome. Good for you.
It's about time.
Damn Skippy. You know, and eventually you know, we'll have houses and whatnot and have a good life. It just had to gotta get past COVID. That's fucking it. I see good things for all of us coming over this next year or so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just have to stay focused and keep moving ahead. Like I told everybody, just keep making music, keep being creative, keep making movies, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, because this is the time to be creative and to get as much stuff done as possible. Because this was like the perfect time for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. We're gonna also be putting a board game out next year.
Oh hell yeah! What's the basic concept?
It's your basic tabletop D&D, little mix of magic.
I'm interested already.
It's gonna be a universal game that you can play.
Oh nice.
And it's going to be based off of the comic book and series we're going to be doing at the end of the year called Terra de Mortem 1369.
Ooh.
It's going to be really cool. And then
Very creative. I love it.
We're going to be releasing a comic book, and we're going to be doing a short story book.
Sweet. Man, see, you got a lot going on, and you really buckled down during COVID and accomplished, like, a ton.
Yeah.
And that's really amazing, especially with all the bullshit the two of you have been put through. And we don't got to talk about none of that if you don't want to. We could just stay away from that bullshit. Don't give that shit life. You know what I'm saying? We need to snuff it out, of course, at its source. But I'm just saying, in the sense that you guys have dealt with a lot of shit over the last like 6 months or more. And you really deserve to have some good things happen for you and to progress. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's funny how we're both broadcasting from our RVs.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's getting things done.
I'm just saying. It's getting
things done.
So I think we should play one of your songs.
Yeah. Can you play?
Which one would you like to play?
The Night He Returned. This is part of the remaster. I'm restoring a bunch of songs and releasing that album with that. It's the cutting out all the stage part and giving you the full song itself without the stage performance pieces. And that's what this is.
Okay. So let's play that song. Say the name of it again.
The Night He Returned, which is on Roderot, The Book of Blood.
Sweet. Okay, Ronan, can you please play that? Hell yeah. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Some good stuff, I tell you what.
Yep. That's a continuation from The Night He Came to Town on 13 Dead.
Okay, I got you. I remember that song.
Another of the Ripper's tales of killing people.
Okay. So, I know you have some other music that you have coming out, and then you also have another song that you sent me.
Yes. Roll with the Vampire.
Okay. And what is, okay. What is the theme of this? I don't want to just try to fucking guess.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, I like the whole part about the vampire. I mean, that sounds pretty badass. And like, I don't know, so, you're like rolling with the vampire, like you hanging out with him. And
but we were backstage at the whiskey one night, and okay. And I was sitting there smoking with a couple of my brothers and road buddies, and I went to go hand it to them, and they're like, "What, you don't want to smoke it?" And one of my buddies goes, "What, you don't want to roll up the vampire?" So we're talking about smoking with me because, you know, the undead is always jokes with the vampire, and as long as people have known me for my other bands, the vampire rock kicked in. So I wrote a song about sitting down and rolling a joint and just getting faded with all my Hollywood monsters.
Fuck yeah. I like that. I like the fact. See, so that totally went kind of a different direction than even I thought. I wasn't even thinking like in the whole, you know, realm of like, you know, rolling a joint or a blunt or, you know.
It's funny because I released it on 420 and nobody caught it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It, the lyric starts out, torn from the Bible, ripped from the ground, rapid and saturated.
Oops, yeah.
Burn like a witch, breathe in a demon, exhale a god. Feel it burn in the air. Take your hit so you will learn. You know, then it just goes on, roll with the vampire, get much higher.
That's badass. I love it.
It just needs someone like Snoop or someone to do some flow on it, you know, right?
Dude, I could totally see that. Like being in your music video and stuff. You know, that'd be pretty badass. I mean, I think it would be badass, you know.
I think it'd be amazing.
Right? That'd be fucking badass.
What would I have to do to get Snoop just to lay down one little line, flow?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to know. It cost that one dude like $35,000 just to pay him down in Santa Ana to fucking be a DJ for like an hour or some shit. DJ Snoopadelic. I'm just saying, $35,000 and didn't make his money back, and that's sad because it's fucking Snoop Dogg. But I'm just saying, like, just I can't even imagine how much it would cost just for him to lay down like one track or to appear in your music video or some shit. I'm sure it would cost a penny.
Yeah.
It would not be cheap, I'm sure.
No.
But I want to play this new song. So Ronan, if you could please play Roll with the Vampire by Mortis the Devil's Reject. Jenny's Real Talk. On the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
iHeart Radio!
Woo! Take it away. I'm like, is it playing? Not yet? Okay. We don't want to leave dead air.
Dead air.
Oh, it says there was an issue with the file.
What?
Can you send it to email it to Ronan, R-O-N-E-N, at latalkradio.com.
I'll do that right now.
Okay. Because I don't know, maybe it was on my end when I sent it to him. Who knows? Things happen. All right, so Ronan, he's going to be emailing you the file for Roll with the Vampire. All right, well, we're going to try to get this played before. Ronan, R-O-N-E-N. Yeah.
Ronan. Hey, what's the address again?
No, R-O-N, like Nancy, E as in everything, and Nancy. So R-O-N-E-N at latalkradio.com.
Hey, the fact that there's a delay, and could you stop? Because that's really annoying.
It's on the top scene of your music.
No, I know. One second, sorry. We're working out an issue, but that's okay. Things happen. And that's the whole part of being a producer and radio personality is you roll with the punches, right? Hell yeah. So I'm loving the concept, though. And, you know, someday when we have that kind of money, you know, maybe we could pay Snoop Dogg and we'll redo the fucking music video. I mean, that'd be pretty badass. Right. Okay, here we go. All right, we're going to play it now. It's called Rolling with the Vampire. Portis the Devil's Rejects, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Inspired me so much I had to hit the vape pen, you know what I'm saying?
I was part of the B cuts that never made the album, so I'm just flushing those out.
Okay.
Never done singles before.
Interesting.
Yeah, I started out with the one album, 16 songs on it, and then we put out the other one with 13 songs, So that's why I figured I'll put some singles out, then release an EP, release some more singles, release another EP,
right?
Then release more singles, and then a full album. But the fun part about this year is going to be that Ripper film, because I am going to do a Queen of the Damned with it. I'm going to get all of my bands and other bands, and they're all going to write songs about the Ripper, and they're all going to be in the movie.
Fuck yes. I really like that.
It's slated for 4 films already.
Ooh, fuck yeah. We're going to have to do a little fucking film festival and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a full-on,
We're sending a script out at the end of the year for the film festivals next year, too.
Fuck yeah, and we should do some viewing parties and some, you know what I mean? Let's make a big fucking deal of this. I'm going to go on that Pure Space fucking website, and I'm going to rent us, some warehouses and shit. We're going to throw a big bash. Fuck yeah, let's do this. And we're going to do our own red carpets and all our own stuff, and this is going to be fucking phenomenal.
Fuck a red carpet. Let's get a black carpet.
Oh! Yeah. I kind of like that. You know I love anything to do with black.
Hello!
Hello! I'm not black, I'm the sexual chopper.
I used to be married to vanilla pudding, and it was boring. And I had to go over to some chocolate. I'm just kidding. Depends on the vanilla that you're dating. Anyway, you know, all of us vanillas are boring, right, Mortis and Lillian?
She's vanilla.
You guys are the least boring motherfuckers I ever goddamn met in my fucking life. We need to come up there before we head out on vacation. We will be in the beautiful, lovely state of Maine.
Why?
Because that's where I'm from, and I'm taking my husband on vacation for a couple of weeks. So you can see Boston, and then we're going to go north to Maine. And my daughter is turning 18 May 28th, and then she's graduating high school June 7th. So shout out to Samantha Bailey. Fuck yeah. So that's why we're going home, you know, the kidlet. And then my son, of course, Chance DeVoe lives there as well. You guys know Chance. But can you please, we got 2 minutes left, tell everybody where they can fucking find you. Your music, your everything, all your stuff, social media and whatnot.
Grab a shovel and dig. No, just kidding. you can find us on our own website, mortisthedevilsreject.com.
Woo!
All our information is there. We'll be updating it all in May.
Right.
You can find me on Instagram, anywhere. Just, you know what? Go to Google.
Type in Mortis, yeah.
Mortis Devil's Reject.
Yeah.
If you can't find me through the first 6 to 13 pages, there's something wrong with you. You can
there's
find
a lot of fucking wrong with you. You'll pop up first thing. Yeah. There's really nobody. Yeah. I mean, just put in MORTIS and then put The Devil's Reject, and you're good to go.
You'll even find my IMDb page.
Fuck yes. And also check out Lillian Sin. At a theater near you, hopefully soon, and whatnot. What's up? And, of course, you know, go throw some dollars at her at work, wherever that may be. I'm sorry we couldn't come visit you on Saturday night when we were in Santa Clarita. Shout out to Hendrix Hayes. They played at the Canyon Club in Santa Clarita. Thank you to the Canyon Club. Thank you to Alejandra Arellano. And thank you to Hendrix Hayes for having us.
What's up, Rick?
Some media coverage. And we will be seeing you guys playing soon. I know you guys have some stuff going on at the Doll Hut in June.
June 24th.
Okay, rock on. June 24th. Everybody go out to the Doll Hut June 24th. We're going to be there. We're going to be partying. We got Lillian Sim. We got Mortis the Devil's Reject. We're going to have a good fucking time. Peace out till next week. We have some solo artists from the world of rap and hip-hop. So, fuck yeah. Peace out. Till then.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.